This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
We hear a lot about team building these days. Team building gurus are hired by some corporations to lecture us on how to work more effectively with each other. And they organise away days, a time employees spend together away from their usual workplace. Here in the UK, employees can take part in activities such as zombie boot camps, where military instructors train you how to fight walking dead people. For the brainier office workers amongst us, there are crime investigations modelled on popular TV dramas like Sherlock Holmes and CSI. Stressed out city workers might have ukulele lessons made available to them. Why is that a good team building exercise? Ukulele teacher Lorraine Bowe says, "The fact that they can play a musical instrument within an hour is quite a fulfilling thing, really. It's not competitive. It's quite easy to do and a bit less intimidating than a guitar." Actually, a horse might be a bit more intimidating than an instrument. The animals are used by a company in Abu Dhabi, which teaches leadership through horse training. Basically, you have to go into a yard with a horse and persuade it that you're the boss, using body language. Kelly Ead, co-founder of True Leadership, says, "The horses don't care if your hair is purple, if you're a man or a woman, if you're old or young. It transcends all of those cultural boundaries, age, gender, religion, tradition, etc. So that's a perfect fit. And in an organisation where you really need groups of people to gel, who come from backgrounds which have no common norms, you can teach that most effectively with a horse. And the horse feels instinctively whether or not you are a natural leader. So if after you've done a good presentation, your boss offers you a carrot, you know where he might have learned it from."
Takeaway English
from the BBC.